realize that this is the work of the Creator. The Quran tells us, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we have made out of water every living thing. Will they not then believe? Of course, we realize these days that a great percentage of the human body, the animal bodies, of the plant bodies, are composed of water. We realize that the early forms of life started in water. We realize that all the physiological functions of the human bodies or every living body can never take place in the absence of water. So really, water is an essential factor for life. Life started in water. Life in water preceded life on land by millions of years. The oldest record of life on land is 3.8 billion years ago. The oldest record of land life does not exceed more than 425 million years ago. So really, life flourished into water long ago, before it started on land. Water is the essential component of living forms. All living activities can never take place in the absence of life. Who would have taught Muhammad this other than the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala? To justify this, we read another verse in the Holy Quran, which reads, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله خلق كل دابة من ماء فمنهم من يمشي على بطنه ومنهم من يمشي على رجلين ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. And Allah has created every trotter on living being from water. Of them, there is what creeps on its belly, creepers, and what walks on two legs, diplopoda, and what walks on four, tetrapoda. Allah creates what He wills, for verily Allah is capable of or has power over all things. So we see again an emphasis that creation started in water, started from water. We also find that the means of locomotion is a very vital means of classifying animal, the animal kingdom, and this mentioned the Holy Quran, creepers, diplopoda and tetrapoda. The Holy Quran also tells us that these life forms are communities, like our human communities. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. There is not a trotter on earth or a flyer that flies by its two wings, but forms communities like yourselves. Nothing we have omitted from the book, then they will all be gathered forward to their Lord in the end. So it tells us here that that life forms are communities that can be classified, tribes and classes and orders and families, and could be classified similar to classification of the human communities. And Allah tells us that we have omitted from the book nothing we have omitted from the book, and then they will all be gathered forward to their Lord. All living beings, humans, animals, will all be gathered to their Lord.